الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Anytime you want to construct something or build something, it's always important to have pillars or some sort of general idea about how you're going to put the pieces together. Just as an example, I've used this example many times before, but if you look around at the masjid, there's lots of components that go into putting together the building. But I can tell you that the foundational structure of the building is a bunch of pillars. And those pillars are essential because they form that underlying backbone of the building. It's upon the pillars that other pillars are connected, and then eventually the stone is connected on the outside and the walls are connected on the inside, and all of these components that we see, they're all on that backbone of the pillars. And subhanAllah, life is the same way. Particularly, the life of a believer. Well, let me take a step back and just say life is the same way. You know, every person wakes up in the morning and they have this goal of constructing, let's say, for example, a good day. Or maybe if they think a little more generally, of constructing just a good life. But they often are missing the foundations upon which they can build that life. Because, you know, if you've got this like blank sheet of paper in front of you and you have to create something, it's very hard to know where things should be attached and what should come first and what should come second and what should come last. But when you have some sort of paradigm upon, or a model or a paradigm upon which you can build, it makes it so much easier. You can't even begin to fathom the difference. You know, it's like trying to make something but not knowing where any of the pieces fall versus having a model and knowing which pieces need to be laid down first. Maybe even a better example that's more relatable would be like a puzzle. You know, let's say that I gave you like a 200, 500 piece puzzle. I didn't give you any model upon which to build that puzzle. You would have massive difficulty putting it together. It'd be very difficult because you wouldn't know where things go. But if I gave you the edges, and then I gave you like a little picture, it would be very easy to put the other pieces together. And in fact, anyone who makes puzzles, they usually will start at the edges, or they'll start with some recognizable landmark that they can build and then construct the entire image around. So there's a big difference between waking up randomly and not knowing how my day should look versus having organization in our days, or even more so in our lives. And this is one of the great blessings of our deen. This is one of the great blessings of our deen. Meaning that every day we wake up, we have a paradigm by which we can establish certain things in our life, and we have those things upon which we can attach other things in our lives. Just a very simple example. So every day you wake up, you know that you have to have 5 prayers in your day. And what we don't appreciate is just how much structure that provides. I don't wake up and like randomly think like, okay, what's my day going to look like? Let me try to map out my day. Let me try to make a schedule. Should this come first or third? Should this come last or, you know, tomorrow? There's 5 things in my day that are totally set. I know I need to be up at Fajr. I know that I need to take a break at Dhuhr. I know that I need to take a break at Asr. I know that I'm going to try to end my day by Maghrib. And I know I'm going to try to, you know, cap off my evening with Isha. And ideally, I get into the masjid. That is a huge blessing on us. I know people sometimes see it as a burden, like I got to pray these five prayers. But we fail to appreciate what a huge blessing that is upon us, because those are like pillars. In fact, they are termed pillars. The prayer is a pillar of our deen, correct? It is a pillar. It allows us to stake down 5 points in our day, and those points become like pillars upon which we can build the rest of our day. It's a great blessing. And recognizing this, number one, it allows us to be able to just appreciate how our day can be formed. And number two, it gives us an anchor to which we can tie down other things. For example, often people will ask me, let's say they have an assignment or they have something that's important to them, whatever it might be. Let's say that you've decided that you want to have like a daily routine of dhikr, or you've decided that you want to engage the Quran regularly, or you've decided that, you know, there's something I want to learn in order to improve myself at work. Whatever it might be, whether it's dunyawi or dini, the point here is irrelevant for a second. One of the greatest ways to develop consistency is to just attach it to one of the prayers. For example, if you said to yourself that every day when I come for Maghrib, or when I pray Maghrib, I'm going to sit for 5 extra minutes and just open the Quran and read it. It's going to be way easier than just waking up in the morning and saying, I'm going to read Quran for 5 minutes today, because it's not anchored to any. Without having it attached to the prayer, it's not anchored to anything. But when a person says, you know, I'm just going to make a hard, fast rule for myself. I know I'm going to pray Maghrib, but as soon as Maghrib is over, I'm just going to take 5 additional minutes and I'm going to maybe recite Quran, I'm going to make dhikr, whatever it might be. That is going to lead to consistency, and it's that type of consistency that will lead to success. So we have to appreciate that our lives are basically, they come pre-built. We don't have to like wake up, you know, I mean, we don't even have to think about like so many things have already been laid out for us. It doesn't mean that we don't have any flexibility in our day. Of course we have flexibility in our day, but so many things are already laid out for us. And at any minute, we should ask ourselves the question, what was the sunnah at this time of the day? And how can I maximize on that sunnah in order to be able to leverage the rest of my day? For example, if you said to yourself, you know, I need to study for a big test coming up, and you're trying to figure out when you can put that into your schedule or how you're going to manage that over the next 2-3 months, I mean, we have some very simple principles in our deen. For example, we know that it's a generally good principle to go to bed early at night. You know, 10 o'clock, let's say, a late Isha. By 10 o'clock, 2 in the morning, it's not a good time to be studying, right? We have that principle in our deen. So we can aim for that. I don't have to like page through like a self-help guide and try to figure out what's the best time for me to study. I know that once you pray, let's say the time of Isha, a couple hours, maybe 10 o'clock, roughly that time, 10, 11 o'clock, is a time when I should be settling down, not starting something new. And I know that if I go to bed at that time, it's good to go to bed early because you get up early. And when you get up early, it's a good time for dhikr. And when you get up early, it's a good time to attach something else in the morning that you hope to achieve. I've spoken about this before here, just as a reminder. You know, there's this principle that some self-help gurus, they like to promote, where they say that for the first 90 minutes after you wake up, you should do the most important thing in your day. Right? This is one of their principles, that when you wake up in the morning, Before you get distracted, before you get involved in anything else, you should already have a map in your mind of what's the most important thing that I'm trying to achieve over a term. Let's say over 90 days is what they use. Over a 90-day period, what is my goal? And I'm going to hit that first thing in the morning every day. Now, why do they mention that? Because they say that when you sleep, your mind gets cleared and you're most fresh when you wake up. You have the most degree of clarity when you wake up. So if you attach right away to your first beginning of the day, for the first 90 minutes, whatever's the most important, you're going to be highly productive in that with minimal distractions. Now, this is already a principle from the Sunnah, by the way. They're just rehashing it with some other details. But we know this is a principle, that there's barakah in the mornings. And that even the Prophet ﷺ would send out his units in the morning that would go out to battle or wherever they might be headed. If they were spreading da'wah, then they would go at that time. If they would go for battle, they would go at that time. We know that there's barakah in the mornings. So one very good principle that's already within our deen is that you wake up in the morning, you pray the Fajr prayer. As soon as you pray the Fajr prayer, don't get distracted in things that are just going to take your mind left and right. Put the phone away and absolutely focus on something that's important. Maybe that's I'm trying to do well in my studies. Maybe that's I'm trying to memorize Quran. Maybe that's some other goal that you've set for yourself. Anyway, the simple point that I'm trying to make today is that the deen creates a paradigm for us. And I think sometimes we take that for granted, and in fact we fail to appreciate just what a big blessing that actually is. And so when we're trying to organize our lives, and I mentioned this because lots of people at the beginning of the year, and we're about to come to the beginning of the year, lots of people at the beginning of the year, they make all these they set goals for themselves, resolutions, New Year's resolutions, they set goals for themselves. And it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing to start at the beginning of the day and say, what's my goal for today? Or to start at the beginning of the year and say, what's my goal for today? Or to start, at the end of Ramadan and say, what do I have as my goal until the next Ramadan? These are good things. So there's nothing wrong with it. But we should appreciate, in the context of that, that the deen creates or has established for us pillars, and leveraging those pillars is a very good way to achieve things. A very good way to achieve things. There's lots of barakah in that. So just as a principle, you might say to yourself, Maghrib to Isha is family time. I don't know, it depends on season. Winter may be different than summer, but Maghrib to Isha is family time. Or Asr to Maghrib is family time. This period is for this. Fajr to Dhuhr is for work. Dhuhr to Asr is whatever. Again, you leverage the construct of the deen along with the sunnahs that we also have in the daily. We have actually a very vividly described day of the Prophet ﷺ when you put together the sunnah. And if we leverage all of that, that's how we achieve our goals. Now, of course, what are the goals? Anything good. But maybe you have a personal goal to memorize some Quran, maybe to achieve something at work, maybe to maintain a consistent state of dhikr. So we should appreciate the fact that the deen has already created a paradigm for us. We should work to establish that very basic paradigm. And of course, the most essential of that is the prayers. And we should build our lives around the prayers. Because when we attach things to the prayers and build our lives around the prayers, it's much more likely to hold. That structure is much more likely to stay in place, because the prayers are the things that are absolutely non-negotiable and are always there. And so to attach something to something that's to a firm pillar makes it much more likely that that goal is going to be anchored to something that's permanent. And that, of course, leads to success over the longer period of time. So, Khair, as we enter into this new year and we set goals for ourselves, I think it's very important for us to appreciate that. SubhanAllah, we have this beautiful paradigm, and we should be careful and considerate to appreciate it and to attach our goals accordingly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us consistent in everything that pleases Him. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.